God's grace and his peace to you from our risen Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. Amen. Today we're going to sort of play a game of connecting the dots. I don't know if you've ever had to do this as a coloring page, so to speak. You'd see a bunch of dots on the page with a bunch of numbers by the dots, and you had to start with one and then trace a line from one to two. And if the puzzle was really, really good, you would look at the dots and you wouldn't know what was going on until you started the connection of the dots. Once the connection started taking place, a picture started to form, and then you would get an idea of what the artist intended with these dots. Tonight, we will be connecting these dots. We have a few dots to connect. First of all, we have to start with the concept that God is almighty. He is creator. He never had a beginning and never had an end. We'll call this dot one. We have to remember that then, after the fall of mankind, God promised a savior, dot two, so to speak. That savior was God himself, who was going to take on flesh and blood and come down to earth from heaven above. Another dot. Promised of Mary by an angel, yes, and it happened. Jesus then lived among us, being true man and true God, was teaching God's will, teaching the way of God, doing miracles, demonstrating his power of God, weeping as Lazarus' tomb, demonstrating his humanity. True man and true God then was put on trial, was crucified, and died. The next dot. On the third day after he died, people saw Jesus alive. True man, true God, alive after his resurrection. Another dot. 40 days after his resurrection, he has various appearances to his disciples. Again, more teaching, more explaining. But on the 40th day, he gives them a command. Not to stay put, but to go out and to tell the world what had happened. But not yet. Wait until the promise of the Spirit comes. And then he did something that he didn't do at his resurrection. He rose in the company of many disciples. Another dot. With the adage, oh, by the way you see me go is the way I will return. Another dot. In about 10 more days, we'll be celebrating the day of Pentecost when the Spirit arrives. Humor me, that should also be a dot to fill in the picture, but for today, we're going to stop at the Ascension. That's the stage. So what picture do we draw from this? The picture we draw from this is a God who says, wait a minute, I love you, I care for you, I am there for you. I have created you, I have redeemed you, and I will keep you in this faith. A God who says, you're never alone. I am always with you. But as we confess in the creed, he's at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. Can God be in the two places at the same time? That's maybe the question that some of us may have. And let me answer this with another question. Have you ever felt alone? Have you ever felt that no one has cared about you, that no one actually cares about what's going on in your life? You actually feel completely isolated and that there's really no one out there at all? So let's take a look at the picture we just created with the dots. Can God be in two places at one time? You know, if we started at the beginning, dot one, when God created the heavens and the earth, could we ever conceive of a place where God wasn't? The answer is no. God is everywhere. Yes, God created the heavens and the earth, and he is everywhere. So why would any of these doubts enter our mind? And it really starts when one of the dots comes place, the incarnation. You see, if you can believe and trust in the incarnation, When God takes on flesh and blood, everything else is really easy. So we have to go back to that time. Let's go back to Mary and Joseph. When the angel speaks that word of God and says, you will conceive and bear a son and you will call him Emmanuel. You will call him Jesus, meaning Emmanuel, meaning God with us. This is God who takes on human flesh and blood for a purpose, for you. Ultimately, to fulfill God's law, to die on the cross for the forgiveness of our sins. If you can believe that, that God, the second person of the Trinity to take on flesh and blood, anything else is possible. The incarnation is the real mystery. So we're assuming now that you have understood the incarnation, or at least you are accepting it by faith. So why should this wipe away our doubts that the living God is true man and true God? As second person of the Trinity, Jesus the Christ is true man and true God. The Father is not man. The Spirit is not man. But the second person of the Trinity is true man and true God. And the reason why this sometimes messes with our minds is we're used to being people. We're used to seeing people. And when we see Jesus, we're thinking, you can only be one place at one time, but we're forgetting this Jesus is true man and true God. Is it possible for this Jesus to be in two places at one time? The answer is yes. According to the creed, he is at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. This is most certainly true, as Scripture reveals to us. Showing us that, yes, Jesus is at the position of power. That's where he ascended to. Showing that, yes, he is preparing that place for you. He's preparing the mansions for you. But yet he is also with you at all times. Just because our creed says, and the Scriptures remind us, that Jesus is at the right hand of God the Father Almighty, have no doubt that Jesus is also with you. Here comes the separation that some denominations will now put on the brakes, so to speak. When we come and we receive the Lord's Supper, what are we receiving? We are receiving the bread, the wine, the body and blood of Christ. Is Christ divided? The answer is no. So what are we receiving? Christ himself, body and spirit, two natures, God and man. Again, some people say, this is beyond my imagination. I just can't understand it. I can't grasp it. Fair enough. It is beyond us. You're not God, neither am I. But Jesus is God and man. It's not beyond Jesus. Again, when we are alone and we feel forsaken, and Christ says, I am with you always, that the Holy Spirit is within you and that your body is the temple of the Lord, do you doubt for a moment that Christ is with you? True man, true God, Christ is with you. You are not alone. The world may try to convince you you are alone, but you are not. Likewise, if the world tries to convince you that you are insignificant, or that you're not worth much, consider this again. This picture of connecting the dots. Why did all these dots take place? For you. So that the Christ, Jesus, would die on the cross for the forgiveness of your sins. This picture that God puts before us as we connect the dots should look very familiar. You should look at this picture and say, wow, Christ comes to rescue me, to save me, to save me from a world full of sin and doubt, to save me from my own sinful nature that sometimes causes me confusion and doubt. The answer is yes. We have a God who comes to save you. Again, is this inconceivable? No. This is what Scripture tells us. This is what the incarnation is all about. So let's go back to the particulars about today, now that we sort of painted the picture. Christ coming for you. Christ now ascending for you. Again, it begins with the incarnation. And as human beings, we sort of celebrate that, especially with the birth of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And by the way, when was that Christ candle first lit? As we celebrated the eve of the nativity of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We kept that Christ candle with us lit until today. During this half of the church year, as we continued our focus upon who Jesus the Christ is, that candle was lit and kept lit during our divine services, reminding us that, yes, we're talking about Christ and Christ is with us. During the readings, as we got to the ascension, it was extinguished. Not that no longer Christ is no longer with us. We have another eternal flame to remind us of that, but to remind us now we're moving into a different season, a different part. We're moving into the second half of the church here that doesn't necessarily focus upon Christ, but focuses upon the church. You see, Jesus does not want us to continue to be gazing up into heaven, wondering when he's going to be coming back. If you notice in our first reading that after the cloud sort of covers him up, and you might ask, well, why did God the Father allow a cloud to cover him up? Because if the disciples were any good Lutherans, and being so stubborn we are, we probably would keep staring into the sky until that last possible moment when either we go blind or we really can't see anything, till we see that last dot of Jesus. The angels refocus us and saying, wait a minute, let's just stop the staring for a moment. We have a job to do. We live in a world that still has not connected the dots. We live in a world where people are still suffering with a great deal of pain and agony, where loneliness is prevalent, where people feel forgotten, where people are abused and neglected. They need to hear of our ascended Savior. Our Savior who is now sitting at the right hand of God, the Father Almighty, doing what? Preparing a place for you, yes. He's also sitting in authority. Yes, God the Father accepted his payment for the forgiveness of our sins. Heaven's gate is now open because of the ascension of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. But yet, part of us would say, we still want Christ with us. And yet, Scripture reminds us, he is. Now, let's go on with the message. Paul Harvey would say, now for the rest of the story. The rest of the story is the second half of the church year. As this message of the connection of the dots, God's love for all of humanity needs to go out into all the world. No longer are we just going to be staring up in heaven above. Now, we are going to do something. We're going to speak something. We're going to live something. So what are we going to do, speak, and live? Exactly what Christ gave us. His love, his forgiveness. Plain and simple. But it's not so plain and simple. We're going to find out as we get a little bit further into this, to the day of Pentecost. We're going to find out that, yes, the disciples understood about going, but yet they really didn't want to go. That sinful nature is sometimes pretty strong, especially within us. It sort of sticks our feet down to the ground. It sort of ties our mouths. It causes the brain to sort of get stuck. And when that happens, we need to remember the ascension of our Lord and how the cloud then covered him up. And the angels basically said, get going. So today, we need to get going. The dots have been connected. We see the picture. We see a God who loves us, a God who cares for us, a God who forgives us. Many of you have heard these sermons Some of these words don't change, do they? Well, how can God's love for us ever change? But now what are you going to do with these words? Keep them to yourself? That isn't what God was directing us to do through the angels, but to go, to share this beautiful picture. Yes, it may be a dot-to-dot picture, but it is a picture of eternal life. It is a picture of a God who loves you. It is a picture of your salvation. So the next time you see one of these children's dot-to-dot pictures, don't laugh. God has given you His dot-to-dot picture, His message of salvation, love, and forgiveness. That's not just for you, but to the world around you. So this day we thank the Lord for adding one more dot to His picture, for connecting that. And we still got a few more dots yet to come, so hang in there. Until that time, when we see the complete picture, the ultimate picture, in living color, when we'll see our Savior face to face in heaven above. To the thief on the cross, Jesus said, "Today you will see me in paradise." When that day comes, that dot-to-dot picture will become a living reality. Until that day, we ask the Holy Spirit to continue to guard our hearts, to strengthen us in the faith, to loosen our lips, to ready our feet, to help us to get going, and to share this message on how God connects the dots for your forgiveness, your love, and your salvation. In His name, amen. Now the peace of God that surpasses all our understanding will continue to guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.